All right, let's begin with presidential politics. Mitt Romney has momentum after a small win in Iowa, a bigger win in New Hampshire. He's obviously the establishment GOP nominee. Everyone else is just kind of competing to be the anti-Romney. What do you think of Barack Obama's chances against Romney or any one of the other candidates?
I think Barack Obama could lose only to one of these candidates, and that is Mitt Romney. I find him to be the only serious political talent in the Republican field. A guy asked me the other day, what would happen to the Republican race for president if, heaven forbid, for some reason, Mitt Romney had to exit the race? What would you have? You'd have Ron Paul, who's a libertarian and not a serious mainstream candidate. You'd have Newt Gingrich, who's a lightning rod. You'd have Rick Santorum, who never was taken that seriously as a senator. Romney's the only guy. What's interesting about the race is that his record of moderation in Massachusetts and whatever other factors may come into play cause him to be supported only by about a third of Republican primary voters, and that tends to be enough as long as there are other candidates in the field splitting the other three-fourths or two-thirds, whatever it is, and that they're all so weak that none of them can consolidate the support. But nobody, I believe, has ever won Iowa and then New Hampshire and led in the polls and led in the money and at this point in the race not won it. It looks like it would be an extraordinary thing if by some development Romney weren't the nominee. I'm not saying it's over. It's just clearly he's the presumptive nominee at this point and it's prohibitive, and he is the candidate who could. According to the polls I've seen, he beats Obama today, which is basically a pointless survey at this point, but close.
John, do you think there's a chance that we see former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee try to insert himself into the dialogue?
I think Mike Huckabee will attempt to insert himself wherever he thinks he can. And he wants to be a power broker, I think. He wants to be a player, and he wants to do it through this media base that he has with Fox News and then his other media enterprises. I think, I wouldn't be surprised to see him at some timely point when the race gets heavy in the South, as it's about to, make an endorsement. Maybe endorse the front runner, Romney, to give the signal a sort of a Southern imprimatur, that he could bring to Romney. I wouldn't be surprised to see it. He's been saying nice things about Romney, who, by the way, he could not stand in Iowa 4 years ago, found him to be just one of the worst human beings he had ever had to deal with. But now, as we all know, things change.
All right, bringing it to Arkansas, this state will likely vote for the Republican nominee, but a lack of enthusiasm among Republicans could really affect turnout down ballot for congressional as well as legislative races. I want you to kind of explain that theory and also how it could help Democrats, or do they have problems of their own with a lack of enthusiasm towards President Obama?
I would say it's an understatement to say state Democrats have problems of their own with Barack Obama. I think Obama is going to get in Arkansas 35% of the vote, not much more, for various reasons, and some of them ugly, some of them understandable, some of them unique. Obama is going to run horribly here. He ran horribly 4 years ago, and he's more unpopular here now. And what I hear is a lot of Democrats saying, I'd run for Congress in the 4th District, or I'd run against Tim Griffin, except Obama's dragging the Democrats down. So I think that is a real problem for state Democrats right now. Chances that they might have otherwise in state and local races are impaired in the next election by Obama's presence at the head of the ticket. Conversely, there is not a great deal of conservative Republican support in Arkansas for Romney. Indeed, Tim Griffin has endorsed him, and so has the Lieutenant Governor Mark Dar. But I think most of the passion would be to the right of Romney. And I think that Arkansas conservative Republicans tend to have a distrust of Romney because of his health care record in Massachusetts, or even because of his Mormon religion, various things. So I think there will be less enthusiasm on the Republican side than there might be with some other candidate. However, still, the bigger problem in 2012 in Arkansas is being dragged down, if you're a Democrat, by the vast unpopularity here of President Obama.
We're on the verge of a new fiscal session. House Speaker Robert Moore says he wants everybody to stay focused on budget matters. Does that mean that we're in for a really number-crunching, boring session, or do you see some potential for some fireworks?
For the most part, this fiscal session, which I still believe the voters didn't intend to enact in whatever year that was, 08, I guess, it's by design. It is merely for budgets. It's merely the off year. It's the second year of what we used to consider the second year of an already budgeted biennium. The whole theme of it seems to be come back to Little Rock, meet for 45 days, and just do a continuing level budget, particularly now when our fiscal situation looks sort of flat. Just try to get in and out and redo the budget and go on about your business. And for the most part, I think that's what will happen. But remember, we have now sizable contingents, near half contingents of the House and Senate that are Republican. We have a legitimate two-party system. We have appropriations that require three-fourths vote to pass, which is what they'll be passing in this fiscal session. There's going to have to be two or three things that become controversial. Surely there will. Now, to achieve that three-fourths vote, these Republican minorities, strong as they are, have got to flex their muscle. The Forestry Commission, for example, been horribly mismanaged, and the Republicans may insist that somebody's head roll before they vote for that appropriation, that kind of thing. Not earth-shattering sorts of things, but a little occasional speed bump on the 45-day path of the fiscal session, I think.
All of these topics we've been discussing leads us to what will probably be the biggest political story of the year in Arkansas politics by year's end, and you've alluded to it. It's the control of the Arkansas House, the Arkansas State Senate. What's your take today? Is it going to be razor thin?
I do think it will be razor thin. It's sort of close now. 55-45 Democrat in the House, 20-15 Democrat in the Senate. I remember Senator Gilbert Baker, who's term limited leaving, Republican senator, sitting down with a map and showing me exactly how it was almost impossible the Republicans would not take control of the Senate. Imagine a state long known as a one-party state for the first time since Reconstruction in well over 100 years faces the prospect this year of electing a majority Republican control of one or both of its legislative chambers. Right now, I think the Democrats have kind of got their act together. I think they got a decent strategy, going to do a pretty good job of recruiting candidates, going to have a little more money, going to do some new social media types things, and sort of maybe hold on to one, if not both. But I'm not at all sure of that. If we get Republican control of the legislature, the whole world changes. In the focus of what you do in the Arkansas legislature, tax cuts, big tax cuts, income tax cuts, and attendant spending reductions, because in Arkansas we can't cut taxes unless we actually cut spending because of revenue stabilization. It's a big, big deal in terms of government services and the tone of government and the kind of government we have in Arkansas.
Well, you might not be rooting for that from a public policy standpoint, but from a political opinion writer standpoint, you probably wouldn't mind seeing that happen.
Well, it's a classic situation of being torn between a lot of what passes for partisan combat is just silly and destructive, but it also would tend to keep a political columnist in subject matter, which is good.